You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Hello and welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway. Tech with Heart is all about empowering entrepreneurs to embrace technologies, systems, and strategies that will help them stay competitive and relevant in a rapidly changing digital landscape. And today's topic is about empowering your employees to protect your company with systems and technologies so that you don't allow them to bring in anything malicious to affect your business or your clients. So with us, we have a very special guest. His name is Anthony Regina, and he is the CEO of Bay Area IT Solutions. And he's worked with some pretty big names like Apple, IBM, and Microsoft. And now his heart is all about empowering small business owners, entrepreneurs, to also utilize the same practices that the big companies do to protect their businesses in a very digital online landscape. So please welcome to the Tech with Heart stage, Anthony.
Thank you.
It's good to see you. We're good to have you here because this is a topic that not very many small business owners are very well versed in. So let's go ahead and ask the first question, and that is, share some insights on the employee's role in protecting the security of the company that they work for.
It's a multi-level role that they have to play. Since the employees generally are going to be the main point of contact for the customers, the accounting department is going to be dealing with the vendors, banks, and that kind of information. They have to be careful of any incoming email that is going to have a link. They have to, in this world, we're all about instant gratification. We want it now, want to get it done. But because of that, the bad guys know that that's how the world runs. And so we all, myself included, we all need to slow down and take 30 seconds to read the email to make sure that it's not bad. Even if the email comes from internally within a company. An example is somebody in HR got an email from supposedly the CEO of the Los Angeles Opera that said, give me a copy of all my employees' W-2s. Well, the person did that, and it turned out to be a malicious person that went to. But the employee has to think, why does the CEO want this? Just because you're asked for information doesn't mean you need to hand it over. So the employee is going to be the last line of defense in a security posture. So they need to be educated and trained that it's okay to say no before you start sending things out. Verify that it's legitimate. If the request is legitimate, they're not going to have a problem waiting 12 hours, 48 hours a week to get the information.
So maybe you can talk to us a little bit about what are some ways to verify an email that does have a request that does appear legitimate. Like, what are some other ways to verify other than obviously look at the email it came from, correct? And also then take it up to your boss, I guess.
Yeah, there are ways. If it is coming from somebody internally, call the person. Very simple. Did you send me this? Or it's from a customer that is, say, sending you a file. Well, if you're not expecting it, call the customer and ask, did you send me this? If they say no, then obviously ignore and delete the email. You can also hover over links in the email with your mouse, and it will show you the true destination of where that link's going. And if it has an, if it's got this long URL and it ends with .ru, well, that's a Russian website. Chances are it's not a legitimate link. So you can kind of hover over links and hover over the email address that it's coming from and see where it's, see what the actual source is. So there are simple things to do just to double check before you start clicking things.
And that goes the same for texts, correct?
Texts on cell phones are a little harder to deal with because none of this technology was ever built with security in mind. It was all built with efficiency. Usually, if your cell phone has a spam filter on it, you know, like T-Mobile gives you one, it usually does a pretty good job of tagging, text messages as spam. But you still, still the easiest way is call the number it came from and just verify that they actually sent it.
So beware, right? If you click, then what could potentially happen?
In the background, in the foreground, it may do nothing, or it may try to open a file. In the background, it can potentially install a piece of malware, which can either be something such as a keylogger, where it logs all the keystrokes of everything you type. So when you go to a web page, you put your username and your password in, it's recording those keystrokes and sending it to the person who created the keylogger. It can install an application which won't do anything visibly to you, but what it does is it opens a hole into the system. So it's what's called a persistent threat, and it will basically allow them to have access to your machine anytime they want without you ever knowing about it.
Now, if you have a malicious malware, a kind of protection on your computer, should you get a notification if that kind of stuff is running in the background?
Only if you have the right kind of security system in place. Some antivirus and anti-malware will find it and take care of it on a scheduled scan. The best thing you have is what's called an MDR, a managed detection and response system, where that is done by a company that they have an entire security operations center. So there's an agent on your machine, but there's also people behind it. And they will sit there and the agent will monitor and report what it sees, and they can actually remediate the problem without you ever knowing you had the problem.
Oh, interesting.
So it's completely invisible to you, but you can log in and get reports and see what's going on, but security experts are in the back actually taking care of the problem without you being interrupted.
So is there any other tips that you can teach us about how to identify a possible threat email or text that you haven't already shared?
The biggest is, some of the ones that are obvious, but people just, they rush, so they don't look at stuff, is stuff like Twitter, Facebook, all of those. If it's a malicious email, they will usually misspell the URL by maybe one or two characters. So just double check the spelling. In your web browser, don't type www.facebook.com, because if you make a typo, oops, you're going to end up somewhere else. Best way is just type Twitter, type Facebook, and let the search engine find the actual site, because that will pull up the actual true URL. So that's one way to make sure you don't mistype something. One of the biggest problems over the years has been White House. So people go whitehouse.gov, that takes you to the actual White House, but you would go to whitehouse.com and it would take you to a non-good site, let's just say. And that's just three little letters that are different. So it doesn't take them much to trick people into typing the wrong thing. But if you just type in Facebook and whatever straight into, Google or Bing or something like DuckDuckGo, which is a more secure private search engine, it will actually pull up the actual true URL instead of something bad.
Those are good tips because, let the search engine prove the validity of the URL that you're going to by how it ranks.
Correct.
And so that's a really great tip. And then when it comes to email addresses, don't take it, especially if they're asking for any kind of sensitive information or asking you to click on something to go into your account. Always verify it, especially if you did not request it. That Correct. Is a great tip. And so what the topic of today is, obviously we're addressing a little bit of malicious communications that could potentially come and threaten your business. It's not just your business that's at risk here. It's all of your clients' information as well. And there are ways that you're supposed to, through your terms of service and privacy policy, et cetera, prove to your clients how you're going to protect their data. We are talking about employees here. Like, what can you do to help employees identify? So it says the next question I was going to ask is like, tell us how we can test our employees. How can we test them to see listening to what we're saying and then actually implementing any of the trainings that we provide for them?
Yeah, there are training systems that you can sign up with, which will randomly send out fake malicious emails where it'll look like it's ADP or UPS or whoever. And it will let you go through the process of clicking the bad stuff. But what will happen is it will pop up with the screen at the end and say, oops, you've been busted. This is what happened. And then it will schedule training where the system will then start sending, sending you links to, like animated videos of what to watch for, how to catch yourself, the main ways that they're fooling you, because they can make the malicious emails look legitimate because all they have to do is go to like Bank of America, Wells Fargo, whoever, hover their mouse icon over the icon, over the logo, right click, save image as, and boom, they've downloaded the corporate logo. Then they can create the email and make it look legit.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
That is actually a very good point to make. And it's not even like there's a way for website owners to lock down their images so that images can't be copied.
There are actually. But it's software that they have to be willing to pay for.
Well, yeah, but you also can like just take a screen capture and crop it out that way too. So it's just very difficult to keep people from taking images or your logos or whatever and acting as you. So it's definitely good to test your employees. And so you say that there's a system that small businesses could utilize to kind of sort of test the employees to identify if they're doing.
Yeah, we use one called Infima, which they don't sell direct to the clients. But the client company gets their employees all listed in there. And then it just once a month randomly sends out a fake phishing email. And we see, and then it generates reports as who clicked it, who looked at it, but didn't do anything with it. And those that click and fail the test, they get sent the training videos to say, okay, you know, you got busted. This is where you made the mistake. Here's how to learn how to prevent this from happening again. So it then teaches them what to watch for, you know, so they don't repeat the same mistake. And there's multiple companies that have that kind of system. So, you know, so there's a wide, I mean, I know of three or four companies off the top of my head. So there are different choices. But it's getting to the point where employees have to be trained, because from a security standpoint, we can put filtering in, we can put firewalls in, we can put high-end endpoint protection on, we can put the managed detection and response in that we talked about. But not one thing can stop everything. And these bad guys are getting more creative every day. And so the final line of defense is the employee. And so you need to make sure that the employee is there to protect your business, because as they're protecting your business, they're also protecting their own job technically, because A, you could technically fire them if they screwed up. But if something gets in and you get hit with ransom and you have to pay $50,000 or $60,000, you may go out of business, and then that none of your employees have a job at that point. So it all comes down to humans. We are the weakest link in the security chain, but we're also the most important, because we are the final decision maker.
Yeah, and a lot of small business owners, just their own self, that the leaders of the companies also need to be fully aware of what to click on. So that kind of brings me to a quick little aside. So like, if you do business with others and you follow up after a networking event and you provide multiple links within that email, as far as like, hey, you know, go check out this offer here, or, you know, you might want to become, you know, an affiliate of ours, click this link. Is there a better way for us to do that so that they feel a little safer clicking on those links, or what can we do as business owners when we're communicating via email or even text?
If you're going to do a newsletter type thing for that kind of thing, use a reputable system for that, you know, something like Constant Contact, because they scan all outgoing mail as to whether or not it would be classified as spam. And if it is, they won't send it. But you always, always in any of those emails, give them a separate way to reach out, not just email. Say, you know, if you want to be an affiliate, call this person. And so if they talk to that person, then that person can then say, okay, I'm now going to send you the application email, you know, in the next 5 or 6 minutes. And so again, it's a trust but verify type thing, where just don't take email at face value.
Yeah, I appreciate you talking about this. We definitely don't want to leave listeners feeling fearful to open emails or click on links. It's just, like you said, trust and verify. So if it is something that you didn't request, and you breeze over it and it's of zero interest, obviously you're not going to click on anything. But if right. It is something you were expecting and you know it's a reputable name, then don't feel fearful to click on those links, especially if they came through. Even Gmail does their own suspicious spam filtering. So if you're using Gmail, or like he was talking about in those email marketing platforms, if they're a reputable platform, then there should be no fear around that. So let's talk jump back into the employees training here. So how can we make employee training fun and memorable when it comes to such a not really attractive topic of email malicious?
Yeah, it's most of the systems don't use a very complicated way of doing it. They've all kind of simplified it to be like little animated cartoons and animations, to where they're not scaring you, where you kind of laugh at how silly they get in the cartoons. And they don't make them very long. You know, they may make them 5 or 10 minutes. You know, it's not like it's a 2-hour training session. because generally what they're training you on is what you failed on the test, on the test email. So if you, so if the test is say five questions and you get four out of five, well, the training is going to just kind of really focus on that one item that you missed. You know, they're not going to make you start from scratch all the way over, but they've got it down to where they're cute little animated cartoons. So you're not going to get, you know, scared off by, oh, I'm going to get hit with this long test of, you know, 15 questions and, you know, I'm going to get this, you know, PDF that I have to read. No, they've made it simple. You know,
well, that's good because stories impact people. Stories are memorable. And I think so if you're using little animated video stories to kind of show what just happened, like what back end damage just happened and how that's going to affect actual physical lives. I think that that's great. Now you're talking about a system that you are open to sharing with our audience as far as like a system that does include animation training.
Yeah, we have two different ones. We have one called Infima, which does the animation and testing. But we also have WebRoots security awareness training, which the difference in FEMA, we only have limited control. We can't choose the campaign. It has a set of campaigns in. We set up the client and say, okay, fine, this is when the training is going to start. You know, it's going to start on the 1st of September and it's going to run for X number of days. And it randomly picks the tests out that it's going to do. WebRoots gives us more control where we can say, oh, we're going to say, you know, we're going to start the campaign here. And the first email is going to be, say, ADP. And so everybody would get a fake ADP email saying your ADP payroll account is locked out. You need to do this. Here's a link. Put in your username and password to unlock your account. Well, ADP is not going to do that. And so if they do that and if they fail, then the little animated story kicks in and says, okay, this is what Julie did. You know, in her company, she got this, she did this. This is what happened to all the employees, you know, employment records, and it'll go on and it'll say, okay, and she got fired or she was trained and was not allowed to come back to work for 3 months, you know, until she passed the tests or whatever, you know. So it's, every story is a little different, you know, so based on the situation.
So the best way for a small business owner to get a hold of this type of system is to reach out to you. Anthony, can you talk to us about how people can reach out to you now?
Yeah, again, we have our website, BayAreaITSolutions.com. We have a couple different phone numbers, depending on where they are. If they're local, it's 707-361-4454. And if they want to, they can reach out on our toll-free number, which is 844-328-6396. And email is just anthony@BayAreaITSolutions.com. And most of the stuff, we can actually set them up with trials so they can play with it first before they make decisions, so they can see how it works.
That's good to know. Thank you for that. We also would love to hear, like, we covered, you know, quite a bit as far as like what happens when what could potentially happen when a malicious email is clicked on by an employee. And then we talked about how to potentially train your employees and then test them. So what is a takeaway or a thought that you really want to leave impressioned upon those that are tuning into this episode today?
Probably the most thing is, you know, don't be afraid of email coming in, but don't blindly trust it. I mean, trust it, but verify that it is from who it says it is, because it does not take very long just to pick up the telephone and call the person and say, did you send me this email? If they say yes, cool, you're good to go. If they say, no, I didn't, then it's like, okay, then, you know, don't open anything.
Agreed.
So it doesn't take long to verify anything.
Not really. Thank you so much for covering this topic today. And for those of you who are listening, if you are an expert in your industry and you have valuable insights and knowledge that you would like to share with entrepreneurs who are trying to just crush it online, please reach out to us at techwithheartnetwork.com. We would love to interview you and have you share that insight and value. If you are a small business owner who just struggles a little bit with embracing technology, knowing how to utilize it, or what even technology should you be paying attention to, and who should you trust to help you learn it or implement it, please, again, join our heart-centered, forward-thinking network of entrepreneurs by going to techwithheartnetwork.com and join our community so we can all grow alongside one another there. You go to techwithheartnetwork.com and watch as we grow together. Here is to your success.
Embracing technology is a must. How you use it creates impact. Tech with Heart Foundation offers education and support, allowing entrepreneurs, small business owners, and students to become competitive in ever-changing tech environments. Our nonprofit provides expert business insights, live events and masterminds, apprenticeships for minority and underserved students, and mentoring and leadership training. We need donors, sponsors, and partners. Learn more at techwithheartfoundation.org.